Vince and I have like a brother relationship, like a younger brother, older brother relationship. So I always today he told me, he said, "Why are you messing around all the time, man?" I felt like the little brother that's like, "Hey, you want to play? Like, come on, let's go outside and play." Like, and he was like, he had enough of it. He was like, "Man, I just want to work." I was like, "Okay." We have fun, and that's what's fun about training camp. Is that's why I said I was so excited to get back with my teammates, because of the little things before practice, catching passes during warm-ups, like just the little things. It's the little things that people would never think are cool that we are going to remember for the rest of our lives. Vince is a great guy. He's a great player. I'm sure he can teach me how to barbecue, that's for sure. He knows how to do that very well. Vince and I talk every day. We talk about life. We talk about football experience. We talk about on-the-field things. We talk about many different things. So it's nice to be able to have a guy like that who I can talk to every day about anything. For a big guy, Vince moves so well. He's so fluid. He's so effective at what he does. And, I mean, you look at a guy his size and you would think there's no way he can do what he does, but he's incredible, and he works extremely hard at it. I mean, the guy is, I think, 12 years in the league now, but he's still working every day to get better. He's still finding things to get better at. So I think that a lot of guys can learn a lot from that, and that no matter how long you've been in the league, no matter how successful you've been, you still have to work your butt off every single day to stay at that level and to keep improving. And I think Vince has done that, and that's why he is where he is, and that's why he has the respect that he has.